Shua, we're beginning. Okay, we begin a very special time for all of us. Every day, the Gemara brings down, every day is Yom HaDin. The Gemara says that every day there's an aspect of Din. Nobody likes to be judged. Nobody wants to be judged. Everybody wants to be unconditionally accepted. And in a certain way, the intrinsic love that a lot of us and people in general, to be intrinsically loved, to have the love from our parents, from wherever it comes from, to feel unconditional love, to feel that no matter what, Ava, She'ina, Tluya, Bedavar, a love that is not dependent on anything. Like a little child, an innocent child, innocence, which is ironic that we're coming to the day of judgment, and judgment means you're going to court, right? And in your mind, if anyone's ever been to court, even if it's for a traffic ticket or something insignificant, it's a very uncomfortable feeling to be in a place where you're going to be judged. Are you innocent or guilty? So the paradox and the contradiction, which is the same thing, of us being, as we're going to say in a few days, im kibanim, im kavadim, is that what's my relationship with Hashem? Am I a son? Am I a slave? Am I a servant? What am I? Avinu Malkenu. Hashem is the Melech. Hashem is the King. So we don't say just Avinu. Why don't we just say Avinu? Avinu, right? Wouldn't that be much easier? Avinu, Chatanu. I mean, we'd get the tune. We'd work it out somehow. Avinu, Chatanu, Lefanecha. Avinu, Ein Lanu Melech, Ela'ata. Avinu, but we don't say that. We say Avinu, Malkenu. There's an element of din, an element of judgment, of guilty or innocent that we all have to face. And that's what what I'd like to discuss a little bit today. Obviously, I'd like to hear everyone's, to talk it out a little bit, because I'm sure many of you have questions and comments and awareness, but it's almost Rosh Hashanah. And as much as we want to escape Rosh Hashanah, which is very natural, because everybody wants the court date to be pushed off or the court date to be canceled, and just to ignore it or, get around it, however you want to say it, avoid it, whatever it is. You just don't want to, who wants to be called to judgment and to be judged? At the same time, we know how significant it is, and we know how it's the most important days, these days, the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, which begins with Rosh Hashanah. There is no escaping. There is no escaping the reality of din, of judgment, of the world we live in, etc. So I gave the enough of an introduction, I think, to hear from you guys about question, comments, because I think through your questions and comments, we will try and clarify really what is going on for Rosh Hashanah, what is going on for Aseret Yemei Teshuva, what's going on for Yom Kippur. It's all really, in a certain way, a long process. They're very different. Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are very different, as I'm sure you'll hear by the answers to your question, because a lot of times we just have it very confused of, the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. People don't really understand the difference between them, Sukkot, and these days that are coming upon us, which we have only a few days to get ready for. So let's go ahead. Questions? Yes, Avi. Right.
And for a long time that scared me.
Right.
Like, yeah, like my thoughts, like that's so terrifying.
Right.
And then like I realized like more recently that means like that he knows everything that's going on.
Right.
So then means that I was viewing it always from this, like, I guess from the Malkanu aspect of, like, right. He's a king and, like, he knows what's going on.
Right.
It's scary to, like, wow, he knows everything that's going on, and then he'll, like, see the full picture, and, like, he knows how much I'm trying, he knows the other side too.
I mean, so if I'm understanding you, you're saying that I heard that as Avinu as well, because your father knows what's going on also. So there's Avinu and the Malkanu. You're saying not only is it that he knows the negative, so to speak, what's going on, but he also knows the positive. He knows the whole picture. Is that what you're saying?
Just like the Malkanu aspect.
Just like as Malkanu that, I mean, I more relate to the Avinu knowing what's going on, but you're saying then the negative. In the negative, meaning just like Hashem knows what's going on in the negative, he knows what's going on in the positive, which basically means he just knows what's going on. He's with you. So again, just to clarify, thank you, Avi. You're saying, you're explaining something. You're coming la fuke something. You're coming to answer a question. You're coming that what that you relate. That's what I want. Right.
And then, like, tap into the fact that, like, nobody understands the full picture.
Meaning, nice. So that the din is not just a specific or negative things on averus or things that I've done wrong. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, Yom HaDin, is where Hashem takes everything into account. He knows where you come from. He knows what your struggles are. He knows what you've gone through. He knows the whole picture. Okay, beautiful. Shkoyach Avi, thank you. Very nice, beautiful. Very nice perspective. Yes, someone else? Yes, sorry.
Is that, I like a lot what Avi's saying, but that's just choosing to focus. I mean, there is a negative aspect, and Avi's bringing out, like, there is also the positive as well.
Right.
Is that negative even true, though?
So good. That's so
like,
what's your question?
Like, Avi's choosing to look at that. You could look at it as
right.
A scary
so this is great. Beautiful. Good. So I think to answer your question, Aryeh, and I think that this is very important. This is the balance we even spoke about the other day. I think that there is something called reality. Reality means all of me. Reality means that there are aspects of me that I don't like. Reality is that there are aspects of me that I do like. Reality is that I do things that I'm proud of and I'm happy that I do, and I do things that I'm not proud of and that I'm not happy that I do. And I think what happens is the more a person learns to develop himself and to become more of a mature person and to become a more intellectually a little bit smarter, emotionally a little bit smarter, spiritually a little bit smarter, so you begin to learn that it's not all or nothing. It's not extreme. People think you're either Breslov and Hashem couldn't care less what you do as long as you go wherever you go and do whatever you do, because you're a yid is a yid is a yid, and there's a truth to that. And then other people will say, oh, that is totally apikarsus, and Hashem cares everything, and you're going to Gehenim, and you have to pay for everything. And my response to that is that there's a whole world in between those two extremes, which is that there are, of course, Hashem loves you, and of course Hashem is Avinu, and of course Hashem has rachamim on us, and of course Hashem is yodea everything that we do, and of course Hashem forgives us, and of course Hashem wants to forgive us. At the same time, there are things that I need to improve, and there are things that I need to work on, and there are things that I have to better myself, because if not, what else is life about? What else am I here on this world to do if it's not to learn more about myself, if it's not to grow and to understand the things that I can improve in my life? You know, if someone told someone, yeah, you're totally okay, right? I would be insulted if I, I've said this story over where the guy, I don't know how many here, sure, you've probably heard this, maybe a few of you have heard this story, where I was at many years ago, I was at a big kiddush in when I lived in America, New York, and it was a big kiddush with a lot of financially wealthy people, It was when I was involved in Shar Yashiv, and there was a guy there who was a very, very, very wealthy person financially, and he was, obviously people were coming over, and it was a kiddush, blah, 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 and his, you'll pardon, I mean, I know we're recording this, but it's fine. I've said this story over, I think, recorded before, and it happened to have been that I noticed that his zipper was open. So people usually are embarrassed to tell someone that their zipper is open. But I, mamish, for real, felt in my heart bad for the guy. Because I was like, you know, he's wearing a nice suit. He's a guy, a prominent guy. He's walking around. And I have the ability to tell him that his zipper is open. Right? So I went over to him to say, Good Shabbos, gave a little half hug. I don't remember exactly, you know, how close I was with him, how big of a close hug I gave in general. But I gave him my hand, you know, leaned over and whispered in his ear, XYZ. You know, for those who don't know, examine your zipper, right? XYZ. And he's like, whatever, he did it, right? And he was so, so thankful to me, and I was so happy that I did that for him. You know, I've always, my anecdote to that is like, it's easier for me to ask him for money, you know, after that. Like, you know what I mean? Come on, I saved you a big whatever it is. What's my point? Why am I saying that? Because if in life, if no one's gonna tell you that you have to fix things, if someone's gonna tell me, yeah, you're perfect just the way you are, as I've said many times, yes, we're perfectly imperfect. Which means someone, if you can't be someone who someone can come over to you and tell you that, you know what, can I give you a little, now obviously you don't walk over to any person, a random person, and say, Shalom Aleichem, can I give you criticism? Shalom Aleichem, I want to tell you what you're doing wrong. But a real relationship with someone is saying, I have expectations from you. Yeah, I think that you could do better. Yeah, I think you could, you know, clean up yourself when it comes to this area and that area, and that Amir Tashem, you'll see when you get married, that's really the strength of a relationship and the basis of any real, real, true relationship. If you can't tell your friend, and your friend can't tell you, and again, it's not just random going over to someone and telling them what they're doing wrong or criticizing them. If you can't tell someone that you have to improve in an area, so then what type of relationship is that? How good of a relationship could you have with someone if you can't be honest with them? And I think that that's a little bit the aspect and the balance of Rosh Hashanah and the balance of Avinu Malkeinu that is very important. It's like we want the unconditional love of let me, and this is really addressing Arya, I think what you're saying. Like, I think like it's, so which one, is it really true that there's negative? The answer is, if anyone here in this Beis Medrash can't say that they don't have something negative that they have to work on and they have to improve on, and if we can't openly tell each other and share with each other that, you know what, we have work to do, then what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? And at the same time, in the other pocket, as one of the tzaddikim said, in one pocket you have Bishvili Nivra Olam, and the other pocket you have Anochi Ofer Vefer. Oh, how could it be that the world was created for me, and the other pocket it's I am nothing but dust and ashes? You know what the answer is? The answer is life. Welcome to life. Life is the most significant thing that we have. It's also can vanish in a second. It also is fleeting. It's in a fleeting moment. One of the things that I always that always hits me hard is when people pass away. When it's I mean, for all of us, it's like that. When someone suddenly passes away, and like that evening, especially in Israel where they bury at night, I'm like, that guy was eating breakfast this morning, and now he's like in the ground. Like that's really what life. That's really the paradox of life. The paradox of life sometimes is like, yeah, Hashem loves me and Hashem forgives me and Hashem wants me. And at the same time, Hashem has expectations from me. And Hashem wants me to be better because He loves me and he accepts me. And he, as we say, as what do we say in Tehillim? It says, "Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei," which means I'm going to forgive you. Why do you forgive your wife? Why is your wife going to forgive you? What, so you could continue making the mistakes? No. She forgives you because it helps build a relationship that you're forgiving and that you hope you don't do it again. Hashem's not just like, I'm going to forgive you just because for the sake of forgiving you, right? Of course, Hashem loves us. He wants us to learn from our mistakes. He wants us to be more aware of our life. And if He wouldn't forgive us, it's much harder to carry. It's hard to carry all of our aveiros. So Hashem says, I got a great deal. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, let's start over. Let's start over. Let's start fresh. Let's have a new year. Let's try and really focus on how I can have a great year. It's a gift. It's a gift from Hashem.
Could it possibly be, though, that although both sides are true, a person was hearing only one specific side,
Right. Specifically
the Malkeinu part, then maybe it is healthy to come to the realization there's also the Avinu part.
Again, the good point, Arye. This is about learning yourself and about becoming more and more mature. I guarantee you, you're going to have years where you're going to be focusing more on the negative. You're going to have years where you're focusing more on the positive. You're going to have years where you have the perfect balance, quote unquote. It's not about what's right or what's wrong. It's about being on that journey of where you're at. If you know that right now things are too uptight, it's like we spoke the other day when we were speaking about taking a break. When Moshe, when you were saying that thing about taking, do I put into my schedule, a time to take a break? Absolutely. That's the Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem wants us to take care of ourselves. Hashem wants us to love ourselves. Hashem wants us to grow. That's why we're on this planet. Hashem wants the best for us. So anybody can find whatever they're looking for. You want to find harsh judgment, you could find harsh judgment. You want to find love, you'll find love. You could find whatever you need to find. You want to find Malkeinu, you'll find Malkeinu. You want to find Avinu, you'll find Avinu. It's all what you're really looking for. Thank you, Arya. I like your question. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyone else? Let's continue. It's good to talk it out. It's complex. Clear? Yeah, everybody know it? Let's hear it. Let me hear it. It brings it out. Oh, Yosef, what do you say? Yosef, what do you say? How do you relate? Let's talk about it. How do we relate? Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, it's coming up in a few days. Yeah.
He said, I know in 2 days in a year there's Shabbos. That's the 2 days I know.
Nice. Very good. Beautiful, Rabbi Whittle. Thank you. I'll translate. He said that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that there are 2 days that you have to do your part, and that is Rosh Hashanah, to do your part. Those are probably the best days to do your part, to really do your part during that time. The more you do in Rosh Hashanah, as we said last night, for Slichas, the more we do now. You know, they say a story of a guy one of the tzaddikim overheard some chevra talking business, and they said, oh, this next stage, you can make all the money in the world for the next year. If you work hard during this time, you don't have to work the rest of the year. This is when the market is at a good spot. And the tzaddik who heard it told his talmidim, told the chassidim, he says, that's the way it works by us also. You have Tishrei, you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Aser Tzmei Tshuva, you have Yom Kippur. That's the time to really focus. That's when you make your life for the whole year, literally. Yeah, go, Rabbi Yonah.
I feel like...
Can you hear it as it goes?
On the Yom Nairai,
yeah.
It's true there's a Bia Makina, but it seems just based on the words of the Tfilas and what everybody talks about, even when people talk about He's our Father also. It's all like Hashem is being Mamach Hashem, and
right.
We're in Slicha Mechila,
right.
And then we're like, one first we're Mamach, and now we're like begging forgiveness. Like,
right.
What? Where's the Yoim of Avinu? Like, we have Mamlucha, we have Slicha. Like, why isn't there a Yoim Naira of like, wow, you're our Father, you love us?
Right. Meaning you're saying. So you're saying on Rosh Hashanah?
All the emphasis in this period
right.
feels...
Well, it's Malchus, so there's no Malchus. Question. That's a good question. You're saying we feel the shofar and the avoda and the tefillah of being Mamlech Hashem, making Hashem the king. You're saying, where is the Avinu part of that? It seems like it's more Malkenu. So the truth is, Avinu... No. So the truth is what? Right. So the truth is, I will say that Rosh Hashanah, the truth is the avoda of Rosh Hashanah, we can look for it. It's really what we're looking for. Meaning we can look in the Musaf davening of Rosh Hashanah, which is the longest Shmona Esrei. So you got to look for it. I would advise anyone, if you can, to look through the Siddur. During now, to look at the tefillahs, to really find the Avinu in Rosh Hashanah, and to try and find that, meaning for sure Yom Kippur is the rachamim. There's a rachamim, and like Momo's saying as well on Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, but we're not there yet. As far as Rosh Hashanah is a real malchus, is a real melucha. But we also say by the shofar, im kibanim, im kavadim. So my answer to you is really, let's try and find over Rosh Hashanah, try and find, because there's going to be for sure, avarach, what we say, zachreinu, right? Avarachamim, right? So you say that there also, it could be that first of all, we don't know what a melech is. It's difficult for us to know what a melech is. To know what a melech. Right, that's what I was saying. Right, but I'm saying, but even in Rosh Hashanah, I'm sure in the tefillahs, you could find a lot of Avinu. I'm sure you could find. We have to, again, I think that one of the things that's so important that people, that I could just share with all of you, is you have to learn about the Yamim Tovim. You have to learn about Rosh Hashanah. You have to learn about Yom Kippur. You have to learn about Sukkot. You have to learn about Shmini Atzeres, about Aser Smei Tshuva. You have to learn what Reuven Yonah is saying the words Yamim Noirayim. Yamim Noirayim, where is the Lashon of Yamim, where we get that from? Yamim Noirayim. Why is it called Yamim Noirayim? It's Yira. You have to learn how to have Yiras Hashem. You have to learn how to have a relationship with Hashem. Rosh Hashanah and Aser Smei Tshuva and Yom Kippur teach us how to have a relationship with Hashem. Okay, he's also the Melech. There's the aspect of Malchus. There's the aspect of us making Hashem the king. But it's really something to develop and something to learn about. Something to learn about. We have a lot of preconceived notions of what it is. And we have to learn. As we get older, you want to develop. You don't want you don't want this Rosh Hashanah to be like last Rosh Hashanah. You want to develop your relationship to Rosh Hashanah and Aser Smei Tshuva. Yes, Matas. Thank you, Reuven Yonah. Thank you. Thank you. So maybe that's your avoda this year, is to find, maybe, to find the Avinu of Rosh Hashanah. To find it. Yeah. Right. And we have the... faith, right? Right? Favorably, right? So good. So, right? I 100%. Meaning, we know that it's there. Just it's about internalizing it and you identifying with that. And like Arya was saying, some people identify more how much they have to improve, and sometimes some people need to hear how much they're great just the way they are. It's not better or worse. It's really knowing yourself and knowing what you need and knowing what works for you. Hashem wants us to connect. And if what works for me is I need to be more focused on Avinu, then focus more on Avinu. If you need the Malkeinu, Hashem is knows how to connect to all of us. You know, we need to learn how to bring ourselves to Him. Yes, Matas.
I find it hard to comprehend the fact that, like, you have 2 days that are going to shape out, like, the rest of your year.
Right, right.
Your year is going to shape out.
Right.
Goes,
you know? Okay, nice. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, I like that, Matas. Okay, so we're going to talk more about this on Rosh Hashanah, and as we get closer, it's a very, very great question. Part of this, and this is getting into the more the development of your year and your life, and this is one aspect, is that Rosh Hashanah is the creation of your year. It's the beginning of creating that year that you want to have. It's the first day of creating the new year. So Matis is saying, well, every day I want to create, I got to create every day, not just Rosh Hashanah, right? So my response to that is that when you're creating something, let's say you take a child, what is the most significant aspect of a child, the fetus in a mother's womb, the creation of and the most important creation of that body? If God forbid there's a problem with the child's toe versus if God forbid there's a problem with the child's fetus's brain, where is there going to be more significant damage? In the brain. So when you're creating something, so in the Rosh Hashanah, in the Rosh, right, when you develop the head, the more clear the head is, so it says, Gufa Basa Resha Grara, which means our bodies follow our head. So if my head is clear, that's why they have mission statements. You want to create a great day, what do they say? Your goals are vague, you'll get vague results. Why? Why will I get vague results if I have vague goals? Because that's the reality of it. You will follow your mission. You will follow your head. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. Let me give you another example, Matas. Your morning. A person has a great morning. He wakes up early. He jogs. Right? There are many books that talk about, right, the miracle morning. I've suggested everyone to read that book. It's called The Miracle Morning. You wake up in the morning and you do many of the time management,
Savers,
right, that's The Miracle Morning. A lot of the time management, professionals who know how to do it, they all talk about how you start your day, what you put first. So 100%, right? 100%, it's important to continue, to have consistency and to recreate your day, constantly be recreating your day. But to start off your year, your life, your new life, right? Start off your morning. When you get up early, when a person gets up early and he feels good and he exercises and he eats well, it's much easier than when you get up at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you got to make up for your day, as opposed to when you create in the beginning. So if that helps a little bit, Rosh Hashanah is very, very, I'm not even talking about the spiritual aspect of it, but it's sort of, you begin your focus of my year. This is what I want my year to be. Okay, Shkoyach. Thank you, Matis. Matis, amazing, I love it. Beautiful. Yeah. Somebody else? Yes.
How does it work with like shifting mazel throughout the year?
Good. Right. Right.
So it's
tefillah. Right. So tefillah trumps, always can trump everything. Tefillah always, Hashem always can. Yeah, Hashem is always, and tefillah could change everything. A person can have a din on them on Rosh Hashanah, and something can happen. A tefillah can always shake anything. Of course, you know, we don't want to have to change anything. We don't want to be coming, we don't want any reaction. We want to create the year that we want to have. We want to ask Hashem to help us have a great year. We want to help Hashem. We want to ask Hashem to help us have a year of whatever it is. I think that that's always the key with all of us, is really to make a list. Get clear yourself. That's why we're talking about this now. Right? You come up Rosh Hashanah, and it's like, okay, what am I davening for? I would say this. I say this when guys get married. I try and tell them to do this as well. Right? On the day of your wedding, you want to be davening. But you can't be showing up at your wedding, and it's very busy, and then you make a list. I would suggest everybody here to try and make a list of the things that they want to work on. What do I want my year to be like? What are the things? Like I said, vague goals create vague results. Clear goals create clear results. When you're clear and you say, I want this year to be X, Y, and Z, now forget about the implementation of it. That Matis was more talking about, you know, then you can actually take your notebook, and if you're really dedicated to yourself, you know, you'll chazer that over. You look at that once a week. Imagine, that's why I encourage guys to have notebooks and to see whether it's affirmations, whether it's, I want to conquer my anxiety this year. I want to conquer this year. I want to become more happy this year. I want to become more connected to Torah this year. I want to become more, you know, emotionally connected to myself. Whatever it might be. I don't know. That's upon you. That's on you. Or a guy could say, I've had a rough 3, 4, 5, 7 years. I need to chill this year. I don't know. I can't answer for you. I can tell you that I have to do the same thing myself. No matter what your age is, obviously a little kid, you know what I mean? It's whatever. We're not talking about what little children have to do for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'm talking about for us. We're adults. What are you gonna be thinking about on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What are you going to be davening for? And as Matis is saying, how are you creating your future? How are you creating that? Because you do create it. You do create it. That's what's crazy about it. The ultimate din we sign. As we say on Nisana Tokif, one of the most powerful tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And it says, V'yad kol adam chaysam bay. It says, you sign your destiny. You sign how you want your year to be. Right? One of the tzaddikim says, it's one of my favorite pshatim, I think it's from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, I think. I know this in the Siva Shalom, he brings it down. I remember learning this 30 years ago, that he says, there are three books that are open on Yom HaDin. There's the tzaddikim, the beinonim, and the rishayim. And we think that Hashem, this is what he says, we think Hashem puts us in the book. And he says, Hashem doesn't put us in the book. You put yourself in the book that you want to put. Talk about owners. We put ourselves in the book that we want to have. You create the year that you want to have. You want to have a good year, you'll have a good year. You want to have an okay year, you'll have an okay year. You want to have a kacha kacha year, you'll have a kacha kacha, whatever it is. We really have more power than we think when it comes to creating the year that we want to have. Of course, there's certain things that are out of our control, but that's really what it comes down to, knowing what is in my control and knowing what's not in my control. There's certain things that I can't control. I can't control, you know, other people, but I can try and control the year that I want to have. I want to try and control my life. I can control how many books I read this year. I can control how many, what time I go to bed. I can control that. Okay, if you have insomnia, okay, so maybe you can't control that when you sleep. Maybe you could control by going to the doctor and helping yourself, you know, deal with your insomnia. I don't know. If you, whatever it might be, if you have your anxiety, you have different things, so you can speak to somebody about it. If you have struggle in learning, so you could speak to somebody about that. What do I do? What is best for me to take on myself for this year? You could talk to people. You could ask questions. That's in our control. Okay, last thing, and then we'll wrap up for today. Anybody else? Yes, Reb Zev?
If Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be in Malchus, are you allowed to daven for like three over in Rosh Hashanah?
Daven for what? Of course. You could daven, friend. You could daven. Rosh Hashanah is a time where Mamlech Hashem. We don't say al chayit. We don't ask for forgiveness. on Rosh Hashanah. It's not about asking for forgiveness, but you could daven, of course. You daven, that's what Hashem wants us to daven for everything, of course. We're going to daven. Avinu Malkeinu, Shlach Refuah Shleima L'Chayla Amecha, of course. You could put in the Siddur, it says, of course. It says on the bottom, you could say Yiratzin for specific people. Of course, you daven for Klal Yisrael, you daven for the hostages, of course, of course. It's not a stira, it's not a contradiction to be Mamlech Hashem. That we'll talk more specifically. But Reb Zev, you're a big tzaddik anyway. You have nothing to worry about anyway, Reb Zev. What are you worried about? What are you worried about? You got a daven. You got a daven for all of us, Reb Zev. That's all, Reb Zev. Okay, Hashem should help us.
Let me have me in mind and not have
it. I don't have to have you in mind, Reb Zev. You have me in mind, Reb Zev. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoiche. Listen, it's a very big time in our life, in all of our lives, and it's okay not to know the answers. It's okay not to know the answers. It's okay to learn about Rosh Hashanah, to learn about the Yomim Noraim. It's no matter what age you are, to learn about Yom Tov, especially that you're younger. What do we know? We have a lot of assumptions about what Rosh Hashanah is, what Yom Kippur is, what Aseret Yemei Teshuva is. And it's good to learn about the gift of this time period. Okay, have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life, everybody.